Did you ever wonder where Mary Shelley got the story for Frankenstein? Stay tuned to this special Halloween edition of ID the Future. This is John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. In my new book, Darwin Day in America, I tell about the backstory to Frankenstein, and today I thought I'd share it with you. By the turn of the 19th century, Italian scientist Giovanni Aldini was experimenting on decapitated oxes, horses, lambs, and humans. Determined to understand the workings of what he called the human-animal machine, Aldini knew that he needed to procure bodies while they were still fresh. His solution?
I was obliged, if I may be allowed the expression, to place myself under the scaffold near the axe of justice to receive the yet bleeding bodies of unfortunate criminals, the only subjects proper for my experiments.
Aldini's first human experiments were conducted on the bodies of two young brigands who had been decapitated in Bologna in January 1802. Aldini started by applying electricity to various parts of their decapitated heads. This produced
the most horrid grimaces. The action of the eyelids was exceedingly striking.
Through further applications of electricity, the mouth of one of the heads generated a small amount of saliva, and the tongue moved back into the mouth after having been pulled out. Aldini also dissected the brains and applied electricity to their various components, producing further facial convulsions. Finally, Aldini applied electricity to the trunks of the bodies, which resulted in one of the corpses raising its forearms.
To the great astonishment of those who are present.
By 1803, Aldini was in London experimenting on the body of a British criminal who had been hanged. Aldini praised the enlightened British legislators who permitted the bodies of criminals executed in England to be handed over for medical experimentation. His British experiment
surpassed our most sanguine expectations.
He added that his experiment had been so successful,
vitality might perhaps have been restored if many circumstances had not rendered it impossible.
Aldini's experiments sparked imitators as scientists across Europe rushed to discover the secret of reanimation. Aldini's gruesome experiments provided one of the inspirations for Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, and even possibly for C.S. Lewis's novel, That Hideous Strength. But even more important, as I explain in Darwin Day in America, Aldini's experiments foreshadowed the rise of a virulent strain of materialism that attempted to use science to reduce human beings and their very thoughts to mere matter in motion. The full story of the development and consequences of this scientific materialism can be found in my new book, Darwin Day in America. This is John West for ID the Future. Have a happy Halloween.